everyone.
早，大家早安。
I'm very thankful to be here again.
我很高兴又能够到我们当中来。
We have been in Thailand now for 10 years.
我已经在泰国有十年了。
And you have been a part of my ministry for 10 years now.
我谢谢你们参与我在泰国的宣教也十年了。
The first part of our mission work, about the first 5 to 7 years, was very hard.
前面的五六年、六七年是对我来讲非常困难。
We helped to plant 3 churches.
我们在那边植堂三个会，三个堂。
And the latest church that we've planted is in the oldest overseas Chinese church in the world.
我们在泰国最后的一个礼拜堂呢，在那边植堂，那个我们用的地方。是在泰国最古老的华人的教会。
They've asked me to, last 3 years ago, asked me to start an English congregation for them.
在三年前呢，他们要求我在那里开始有一个英语堂的敬拜。
And it's been successful. We've trained a group of leaders, and now as I'm away, they're leading the church now.
我在那边感谢主，也训练很多年轻人。可以讲到可以带领教会的事情，所以我不在的时候，他们都可以做。
Even more exciting is that when I return to Thailand, the ministry is going to change a little bit.
更高兴的就是，我不久回去以后呢，泰国我们的侍奉呢会有一些改变。
We continue to be part of church planting, but the main work is going to be training and pastoring leaders.
我们不但是职堂，我们更重要的就是训练年轻人。将来可以成为教会的传道人。
During COVID, we've realized how much support pastors need.
因为在那个疫情当中呢，我们知道牧师是多么的需要被帮助。
And just as Pastor John Chang has been a support and encouragement in my life, he's been an example that I need to also be an encouragement and help pastor new pastors that are growing in their ministry.
就像张牧师曾经比较老哈，然后帮助我，然后我呢看到他帮助我的样式，我在那个地方也能够学他的样式去帮助其他的人。
So very excited about that. There is a possibility of reaching out to almost 500 pastors to work with them.
我们跟着感谢主在那边越做越好。我们大概在那个地方已经超过500个牧者在我们的帮助之下。
And again, thank you. You're part of this ministry.
而且我要在这里特别向你们感谢，因为你们已经参与我的侍奉。
You're part of planting 3 churches.
你们也参与我在那边植堂三个礼拜三个教会。
You'll be part of training and pastoring 500 leaders in the future.
而且在那个地方也参与了我在那边给500位牧者的培训。
God has done many more good things, and I hope that we'll have a chance to share that later.
我盼望神在我们当中所做奇妙的事情，等一下可以跟我们分享更多。
Again, I praise God. I give Him glory for your faithfulness and generosity.
我在这里感谢神，也谢谢你们在神的面前忠心的支持我们。
Praise the Lord.
感谢主。
So today I want to talk about missions.
今天早上我愿意跟我们大家讲宣教的事情。
As the missionary should talk about missions.
因为我是宣教士，所以要讲宣教的工作。
But my hope is that you understand that you don't need to be a missionary to be on missions.
请你记得，你不必一定要成为宣教士才能够做宣教的工作。
Actually, the church, the Holy Spirit working in the church is for missions.
请我们记得，教会在圣灵的引导之下，本来就是应该做宣教的工作。
Let me illustrate.
给你们一个例子。
Who here likes running?
Running?
Running.
哦，我们当中有谁很喜欢跑步运动？
Anybody? Okay, we have a couple of people. Anyone have run a marathon?
有谁参加马拉松的赛跑
？Marathon? No?
有没有
？Now.I've tried to train for a marathon.
Yeah, 我自己想要练去参加马拉松啊。
It's very hard.
但是非常困难。
You have to run almost every day, little by little, and increase the amount of running you do.
你必须每天操练，每天一天加一点，一天加一点。
I reached 10K.
我跑到十阶了。
It's very hard.
哦，不简单。
That's only a mini marathon.
那只是很小的一个马拉松而已。
Now the thing is, if you train for a marathon, all of that can go to waste.
但是呢，你如果训练了一半停下来就没有用了。
There are reports, and it's very common actually, that people who run marathons get lost.
你知道吗？有很多在操练那个马骑跑马拉松的人，后来就失踪了。
They're running and running and running. They may be in the back or in the front or in the middle, but somehow they make the wrong turn.
你知道吗？有很多跑马拉松的人哈，有时候跑在前面，有的跑在中间，有的跑在后面。但是有一些人呢，竟然跑的时候会。走错方向
All that training to waste.
你知道当他走错方向的时候呢
Why?
他所训练的就没有用了
Because they did not know where the finish line was.
为什么呢因为他不知道那个终点在哪里
Today, we're going to read the book of Revelation.
今天我们要读启示录
In the book of Revelation, we see two pictures that move back and forth. The picture of the kingdom of God and the picture that's happening on the earth.
我们读启示录的时候，你会发现哈，在启示录里面给我们两层，一个是天上的事情，一个是地上的事情，而且两边上上下下的走。
During COVID lockdown about 2 years,
我们的那个疫情差不多两年了哈。
A lot of young professionals wanted to do Bible study.
我们很多年轻的专业人士呢，他们也想读圣经。
And most of them asked, "Let's do Revelation."
他们说，好不好来读启示录
？Why?
为什么？
They lacked hope.
因为他们盼望有希望。
They wanted to understand what was going on in their lives.
他们真的盼望知道未来将来是什么。
And the hope that I look back, I hope that these young professionals understand that the main message of Revelation is, though chaos may happen, though much suffering will occur, stay faithful to Jesus.
你知道启示录在告诉一件非常重要的主题。纵使这个世界会越来越乱越来越糟糕但是你要保持你的信心跟信仰自己往前走
He is worthy
因为他配得你这样做
Amen, He is worthy
他真的是配得我们这样做
And so we're going to read from Revelation chapter 7
所以我们要从启示录的第七章来读
Let me pray before we open God's word
让我们一起来祷告
Holy Spirit
亲爱的圣灵
Open our minds, open our ears, open our hearts
开启我们的心开启我们的眼开启我们的耳朵
That your word would help us to understand Help us to hear Help us to know your word, O Lord
让你的话语让我们能够听得见看得见想得到
Change our lives, O Lord
改变我们的生命主啊
We ask this by the powerful name of Jesus
我们奉那个最奇妙最有能力的人的名字耶稣基督祷告
Amen.
Amen
So let's turn to Revelation chapter 7 verses 9 to 14
我们来读启示录第七章
I'll read the whole passage and then Pastor John you'll read the next
从第九节到第十四节第七章
Revelation chapter 7 verses 9 to 14 Verse 9 After this I lookedAnd behold, a great multitude that no one could number from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands and crying out with a loud voice, Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb.And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. They fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, Who are these clothed in white robes and from where have they come?I said to him, Sir, you know. And he said to me, These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.
Okay. 让我们从第七章的第九节开始。我们念到第十五节。好。此后我观看。见有许多的人没有人能数过来 是从各国各族各民各方来的，站在宝座羔羊面前，身穿白衣，手拿棕树枝，大声喊着说，愿救恩归在与坐在宝座上我们的神，也归于羔羊。众天使都站在宝座和众长老并四活物的周围，在宝座前俯伏面敬拜神说，阿们，颂赞荣耀智慧感谢尊贵权柄大力都归于我们的神，直到永永远远，阿们。长老中有一位问我说，这些穿白衣的是谁，是从哪里来的？我对他说，我主你知道。他向我说，这些人是从大患难中出来的，曾用羔羊的血把衣裳洗白洁净了，所以他们在神宝座前昼夜在他殿中侍奉他，坐宝座的又用帐幕护庇他们，他们不再饥饿不再渴，日头和炎热也并不伤害他们，因为宝座中的羔羊必牧养他们，领他们到生命水的泉源，神也必擦去他们一切的眼泪。
Amen.
Amen.
This is God's word.
这是神的话语。
When you read Revelation, you will see two pictures, the picture of heaven and the picture on earth.
你在这里读启示录的时候，让我们有一个很重要的观念，就是有时候你会看到是讲天上的事情，有时候在讲地上的事。
And these pictures of heaven are the pictures of the victory line that we will all cross.
你知道一提到天上的事情呢，就让我们知道那是得胜者在那个地方 所领受到的祝福。
So let us look at this picture. What is it telling us?
所以请我们看这段圣经的时候，我们在看到底在告诉我们什么。
I like questions.
我很喜欢问问题。
So I always read the Bible asking questions.
所以我在读圣经的时候常常提出问题。
So as I look at this passage, the first question I ask is, who is there in this picture?
我们在这里我们会问说，诶，到底这一群人是谁？
First is verse 9.
第九节说，
A great multitude that no one could number.
这里说，有一大群的人，没有人能够数过来有多少。
From every part of the world.
是从世界各地来的。
All gathered in this room.
而且都集合在一起。
And the room is a throne room.
而且那个地方是宝座的地方。
The next group of people that are there are the angels and the living creatures, the four majestic creatures and the elders.
在这里呢，在宝座前不是就这群人而已，而且有天使，而且呢有四活物，那个是很荣耀的那个四活物，还有呢还有长老在那个地方。
And God who is sitting on the throne and the Lamb.
而且呢，我们的神那个羔羊就坐在那里。
So we have three groups: the multitude, the creatures, and the elders and the angels, and God who's sitting on the throne.
换一句话说，在这里我们可以看到三种人物。第一种是什么呢？第一种是从世界各地上来的人，第二个是天使天君，还有那个长老，第三个就是坐宝座的羔羊。
Next question is, what are they doing?
下面那个问题就是问，那他们在做什么？
They're worshiping God.
他们在那边敬拜。
This is the biggest worship that you will ever experience.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个全宇宙最大的一个敬拜，你大概没有看过。
Everyone from everywhere in all parts of the world gathered together, cannot count them, worshiping God.
你知道，从地上到天上去的那些人，多少你没有办法算，从世界各地来的，东西南北，全部在那个地方，在神的家里面一起敬拜神。
They are singing, they are shouting, they are praising.
他们在那边唱诗歌，他们大声喊叫，他们赞美神。
What are they worshiping for?
他们在敬拜什么？
Verse 10.
第十节这样说，
Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb.
第十节说，荣耀，大声喊着说，愿救恩归于坐宝座上我们的神，也归于羔羊。
And the elders and the angels and the beast reply.
那时候长老还有天使跟四活物就回应。
Verse 12
第十二节说，
Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen.
回应说阿们，颂赞荣耀智慧感谢尊贵权柄大力都归于我们的神，直到永永远远，阿们。
Why is this important?
为什么这个很重要？
The word of God says when God's people do not have vision they will perish.
请我们记得圣经告诉我们说，如果人没有意象，那个人会完蛋。
this is a vision.
所以这就是意象，看到将来要发生的事情。
This vision is meant to wake up our hearts.
这一种意象是让我们再一次被觉醒起来。
It's meant to help us know today as I wake up, I have purpose and value and meaning.
换句话说，当每一天我早上起来的时候，我知道我活着有什么意义，我的目的是什么。
And I will be in that room to worship God.
而且有一天，这里面包含我在天上要敬拜。
Do you believe that?
你信吗？
Do you see that vision and do you say yes, amen?
你可不可以在这个时候看到这个意象的时候，你说是的，阿门。
I will be there.
我要在那里。
Why else is this important?
为什么这个很重要？
Do you know every Sunday we come to church and gather together for what?
请问每一个礼拜我们来教会坐在这里干什么？
Sometimes it's to see our friends.
哇、wow, ，很多人说我要去看朋友
，family reunion，
或者是家庭聚会。
But the real main purpose is what？
但是最主要的目的是什么
？It's to praise Jesus Christ，
就是在这里敬拜、赞美耶稣基督。
It's to recognize what He has done，
是承认他为我做了什么。
So then we come to why is there missions？
那这个跟宣教有什么关系
？We have missions because there are people who are not worshiping God。
为什么呢？我们的使命就是因为世界上还有好多人不认识耶稣，他们需要我们将他们传福音。
If the Bible is true, we will all be in that room together worshiping God.
请记得，圣经是真的，有一天我们真的要在那边敬拜耶稣。
Disciples of Jesus Christ, Christians, gather to worship God.
耶稣的门徒、耶稣的朋友，还有信耶稣的人，所有的基督徒都要在那里。
So the purpose of missions is to gather people to come and worship God.
所以宣教的目的是告诉更多人可以来邀请你来参加。
Recently, before I came to America, I was in a discipleship class.
在我这一次还没有来回美国之前呢，我有一个门徒训练班。
And the leader led us into reflection on God's word.
那个带领者呢，让我们去回应，反射出神的话语。
He opened up this passage.
他把这段圣经打开了。
And he asked us.
他问我们。
Are you sure whether you'll be in that room?
你有没有把握你可以在那个时候参加这个聚会？
When you see this, does it excite your heart?
当你看到这段圣经的时候，你会觉得怎么样？你有没有兴奋在里面？我说这是其他的人的事。
Or are you bored?
或者你觉得啊无聊
？Whatever.
哇，随便吧。
When God's word is preached, the Holy Spirit awakens our hearts.
请你记得，当神的话语宣讲出来的时候，圣灵在你的里面会搅动你起来。
The Holy Spirit's meant to convict us and to assure us that we are saved.
圣灵在你的心中要告诉你说，你有没有在那里？你是不是愿意成为属神的一个圣徒
？And the crazy thing is, as you read this passage, the reality is the Holy Spirit should be saying into your heart, "I will stand and worship God in that room." Amen.
你知道吗？盼望圣灵在这个时候对你看到这段圣经的时候，你心里面有一种感动，说：“是的，主啊，我盼望有一天我在那里可以敬拜你。”
Do you believe that?
你相信吗？
Because if you're not in that room worshiping God,
你记得哈，你如果没有在那里，
unfortunately, you will be in eternal punishment.
你会进入永恒的咒诅里面。
That scares me.
那是在吓我，是不是？
I do not want to be in eternal punishment.
当然我不要进入永恒的咒诅审判的里面。
Neither do I want to see my family, my friends, anyone in God's church be in eternal punishment.
我当然也不希望我的家人、我的孩子或者我的朋友、我所认识的人在那个不跟我在一起，而是在那个被咒诅的里面。
So allow me a moment to ask you to reflect on God's word right now.
所以我盼望在这个时候让你弟兄姊妹，你回应一下这一段圣经。
Just for a moment, 1 minute, just to think and close your eyes and imagine that throne room.
请我们记得好不好？你现在用一分钟时间，眼睛闭起来，你可以去想象将来在天上那个荣美的样式。
I'm going to ask two questions. Ask two questions.
Okay, 我要问你们两个问题。
As you reflect, first question is, are you there?
第一个问题就是，你有没有把握你会去哪里？
And why aren't you there?
而且你为什么可以去那里？
Why are you there?
你为什么会去那里？
Second question.
第二个问题。
Who's standing next to you?
谁会站在你的旁边？
Who's standing next to you worshiping God?
谁会站在你旁边跟你一起敬拜神？
Take a moment to reflect.
让你自己好好去反思一下。
Let the Holy Spirit lead God's word into your imagination.
愿圣灵帮助你使用你的想象力去考虑这两个问题。
If you're standing there,
你会站在那里吗？
Why are you standing there?
为什么你可以站在那里？
If you're not there,
你如果不在那里，
What's stopping you?
What?
What's stopping you?
为什么什么事情会拦住你不去站在那里？
If you're in that room,
你如果在那个房子里面，
Who's standing next to you worshiping God?
谁会跟你站在旁边一起敬拜神？
Who do you want to see there worshiping God?
你愿意看到是谁跟你站在那里敬拜？
Can I ask you to pray?
然后我要请你祷告。
Quietly with the Lord.
安静地在神的面前祷告。
Lift up what you have seen.
把你心里面所想的送到阿爸父神面前。
Ask him to assure you will be there.
求主帮助你有那种确据你会在那里。
Ask him that God would work in you to bring more people into that room.
啊，求神说主啊帮助我能够带领更多我想认识的人跟我在那里。
In Christ's name, Amen.
奉耶稣基督的圣名， Amen.
So as I go and preach anywhere,
所以我每一次到很多地方去讲道的时候，
I make no assumptions that we are saved.
我没有办法去，我不能够假设说，哦，所有人都会得救。
Only God knows.
当然只有上帝知道。
But as a messenger of God, I am called to invite you to the gospel.
但是我作为一个神的仆人，我每到一个地方去，我就是会邀请弟兄姊妹说，来传福音吧。
And as we read down in this passage, we see the gospel.
当你 读圣经的时候，把福音的信息读出来。
So the first heading was, what's this vision tell us?
第一个事情你说，我看到这个在跟我讲什么。
The second point is, how can it become true in my life?
然后第二件事情你说，这个看到的或者我想到的，如何让它真的 实际的呈现在我的面前。
And so we read verses 13 and 14.
所以我们来读十三节十四节。
So John the apostle writing Revelation sees this vision of this throne room and many many people worshiping God.
你看到这里，使徒约翰他看到好多好多人在神的宝座前敬拜他。
And then all of a sudden there's a conversation.
忽然间在他们当中，就是使徒约翰跟旁边有一个人开始在讲话。
It's like John is at a party.
好像是约翰被邀请去参加一个宴会。
And Grandpa calls him over.
然后有一个老祖老爷爷哈走过来跟他讲话。
Do you experience this at a family reunion?
你有没有经历过这个？如果我们有家庭大聚餐的时候、大聚会的时候，有一个老者跑过来，有没有
？Maybe as a child, an uncle or a granddad said, "Come here, sit on my lap."
说不定你如果很小的时候，那你的爷爷或者你的叔叔或者他过来坐在我的大腿上。
Ask a hard question.
然后就问你很困难的问题。
To help you think.
让你去想。
But also said that they can teach you.
然后 接着他会教导你。
And so this elder now calls John to him, and he's about to teach John.
你知道吗？好像这里说一个老长老哈，就叫那个约翰到他前面来。
So this elder asked John, "Who are these clothed in white robes, and from where have they come?"
所以长老中有一位就问约翰说：“这些穿白衣服的是谁呢？是从哪里来的
？”And John says, "Sir, you know."
他说。先生，你比我知道。
John's very wise.
他很聪明啊，约翰很聪明。
Whenever an old person asks you a question, you don't answer the question.
所以呢，如果有长辈问你哈，你叫装作不知道，你说请你回答。
If you're wise, you say something so that they have to give you the answer.
而且呢，你不必他问什么你一定要回答。
And so he says, you know, just tell me the answer.
然后你这样讲的时候呢，哎，他就把答案给你了。
And so the elder says, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation."
然后他说，他向我说，这些人是从大患难中出来的。
They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.
他们曾用羔羊的血把衣裳洗白净了。
So, friends and brothers and sisters, if you're not quite sure whether you're going to stand in the throne room.
Well, 我要在这里问你，就是说你如果还不太确定，说你有一天可以在那个大的房子里面敬拜神的时候
，This conversation reveals how you can make sure you are in the throne room。
这个对话在告诉我们说，如何让你犹确据，说有一天你可以在那里。
It says you have to be washed clean。
第一个，你要被洗得很干净。
How?
如何呢?
By the blood of Jesus Christ.
有耶稣基督的宝血。
That's all.
就是这样子。
How?
如何呢?
By believing in him, by trusting in him, by putting your faith in him.
就是相信他,接受他,让他成为你的主,带领你,就是这么简单。
But then how do you know you have faith?
然后你怎么知道你有信呢?
It says that these are those that have come out of the tribulation.
这里告诉我们说，因为这一群人是在大灾难中经历过大灾难所出来的。
Don't we all experience challenges in walking with Jesus?
换一句话说，我们所有的人，凡是你信耶稣的，跟耶稣走的人，都必须面对将来的挑战。
Every generation experiences great obstacles to following Jesus.
每一个世代，所有的人或多或少都会面对要跟随耶稣基督的挑战，跟大绊脚石。
But the only way we know we have faith is how we respond to those challenges.
但是最重要的就是你如何回应，你坚持的要跟随他走，那就是了。
Will we suffer?
你可能会受苦。
Will we experience pain?
你可能会经历痛苦。
Will we be weakened?
Weakened? 你会觉得很虚弱。
Those challenges come to us, and when we experience that, our faith tells us, run to Jesus.
请我们记得，无论你面对什么，你知道你依靠神，靠着他走过去。
He will lead me.
他会保护你。
He will protect me.
他会带领你。
He will strengthen me.
他会操练你。
Over and over again.
一次再一次的。
Jesus never gets tired.
耶稣绝对不会觉得疲倦。
We can continue to come back to him all the time.
你可以去找他，不断的去找他。
Have you proved that in your life?
你有没有经历这种经验呢？
Jesus never gets tired.
请我们记得，耶稣从来不觉得疲惫。
I read a passage in a book one time.
我有一次时间读了一段话。
I was bringing my kids to get haircuts.
因为我带我的孩子去理头发。
And I was reading this book.
然后我在读一本书。
And this book said something that made me cry in the barbershop.
那本书的内容呢，让我坐在那个理发厅里面哭。
I summarize.
我把它浓缩讲给你们听。
Basically, the book said that.Jesus desires me to go to him whenever I need healing and help.
那一句话就说，耶稣多么的盼望我们所有的人，纵使你在痛苦，你在不舒服的时候， 耶稣多么的盼望你来找他。
No matter how much I failed，
你不管什么情况之下。
Because when he receives me and he encourages me and he heals me，
当你去找他的时候，他必定安慰你、鼓励你，让你再一次站起来。
You know what's happening？
你知道什么事情发生了
？He's healing his own body。
他用他的身体医治你。
We are part of Jesus。
请你记得，我们是耶稣基督的一部分。
He wants to heal his body。
他愿意医治他的身体，就是你。
He has much more mercy than you can ever imagine。
他有那种奇妙的恩典啊，是你没有知道，你没有办法去想象的。
He has much more love for you than you can ever imagine。
他有多大的爱，是你没有办法去想象的。
How can I say this？
我怎么可以这样说呢？
You see this picture. The people have white robes washed in the blood of the Lamb.
你有没有看到这里说什么呢？好多人，这些人没有一个例外，都是在大患难中靠着耶稣基督宝血洗涤他们的衣服的。
Have you ever had a dirty shirt before?
你有没有穿过脏衣服啊
？Very dirty.
非常脏。
You don't wash it once.
你可能不会只有洗一次吧
？You wash it multiple times.
而且呢，你如果脏的，要洗好几次，不是吗？
But here Jesus gives us this shirt and he says come and wash in my blood.
耶稣基督告诉你说来穿这个是洗净的洁白的。
But Jesus to wash us had to leave heaven, take off his glorious clothing to give us his righteousness.
你知道吗？耶稣为了洗涤你，他从天上荣耀的宝座下来，成为人，用他的血来洗涤你。
I look at the young people and I know the struggles that the young people have.
我看到我们这边有一群年轻人，我知道年轻人的挣扎是什么。
The big questions I hear in Thailand from the young kids are, who am I?
很多年轻人，包括在泰国也一样，很多年轻人在问说，我是谁啊？
Am I worthy?
我值得吗？
Will I ever be worthy?
我永远值得吗
？Will I ever be good enough？
我够好了吗
？But I want to say, in Jesus Christ, you are worthy and you are good enough.
我在这里告诉我们诸位，当你在耶稣基督里，耶稣会告诉你
，Because you wear His righteousness.
因为他愿意把那个公义的袍为你穿上。
You are a beloved child of God in Christ.
因为你是他所爱的孩子，在神的眼中是宝贝。
But as I've done pastoral work in Thailand,
所以我在泰国也必须做一些牧者的工作哈，关怀的工作。
The older people need to hear that too.
Yeah, 然后年长的人也需要。
Whether you're old or young,
所以不管是老的、年轻的
，in Jesus Christ,
在耶稣基督里面
，you're worthy.
你是配得的
You're righteous
你是被称为公义的
God loves you
因为神爱你
He will never leave you
他绝对不会放弃你
This is the heart and the engine of missions
这就是宣教的那个引擎跟动力跟心态
And this truth should change our lives
你知道这个事实这个真理就会改变我们的生命
Is anyone here married?
我要请问一下，我们当中结婚的有吗
？One year?
结婚一年的有没有
？Five years?
五年的。
Oh, no one's raising their hands. Everyone's unmarried.
是不是没有举手就是没有结婚呢
？Again, how many people been married at least one year?
我们当中有没有谁刚结婚一年的
？Oh, raise your hands high. Praise the Lord. Raise your hands high. I've been married.
如果你今年结婚的，请举手。
At least one year.
至少一年以上的
Five years
五年的
Ten years
十年的
Twenty years
二十年的
Thirty years
三十年的
Forty years
四十年的
Wow, praise the Lord Now I ask you
我问你们哈
Do you remember the before you got married?
在你还没有结婚之前怎么样
How drunk on love you were
你的心里面觉得你心态觉得怎么样
When we understand the gospel and we receive the gospel and we let the gospel change our lives,
你知道吗？当你认识真理、认识福音、 而且相信福音的时候，让福音的大能改变你的生命。
The I don't know in Chinese culture, but in American culture, right? The groom proposes and gives a diamond ring to the bride.
你知道吗？在我不知道中国的情形怎么样，但是你知道在美国就是什么呢？就是新郎呢要跟新娘结婚的时候要拿那个钻石戒指，很漂亮的戒指给新娘，对不对？
And the lady wears the diamond ring.
然后人家会问说那个你的手挂什么？挂钻石戒没有？
Especially on the ring finger, right?
就是要挂在对的指头上，对不对？
And wherever she goes, she's shaking the finger.
所以呢，那个结婚过的哈，带着钻戒的会怎么样呢？常常这样子，对不对？
Why is she shaking the finger?
而且呢，常常会让你的手指都动一动，对不对？
Because this diamond symbolizes something much deeper.
因为这个钻石戒呢，所代表的不是只有钻戒而已，而是代表一个很重要的意义，不是吗？
This young lady knows.
那个刚结婚不久的新娘子都知道。
I'm taken.
所以呢，就赶快拿着。
I'm loved.
而且呢，很喜爱。
There's someone who's committing their life to me.
换一句话说，在你的生命里面，有人委身于你。
This diamond shows everyone this is true.
而且呢，这个钻石戒在告诉人家说，我已经有心所属了。
So when you come to the gospel,
所以请你记得，当你进入耶稣基督里面得到福音的好处的时候，
you receive the gospel,
你接受福音的时候，
your life is like the diamond,
你的生命就好像钻戒。
Your life tells people, I'm loved, I belong, God loves me, God values me.
你在告诉人家说嘛，我接受福音的，我是一个被爱的，我是一个有价值的，我是一个有所属的人，我是有价值的。
God says, "You're mine, and this will never change."
你知道圣经怎么说呢？神说你是我的，永不改变。
Do you believe that?
你相信吗？
And if you believe that,
你如果相信
，you don't only show it out of your life.
你一定不是只有让人家知道那种爱而已。
You want more people to know about Jesus.
而且你会愿意跟人家讲说，你看多好这个钻戒，有耶稣在我的生命里面，你看我多好。
You want more people to be in the throne room worshiping God.
你会邀请，你会盼望更多人跟你一样，有一天能够在天上的宝座敬拜，不是吗？
That is every Christian's mission.
那叫做每一个基督徒都必须做的使命。
To grow in the knowledge of how much Jesus loves you, and to share that love with other people.
让你的生命能够成长，知道更多耶稣基督爱在你的生命，而且可以分享出去。
So we go to our third point, the last point.
然后在这里要跟我们讲第三点，最后一点。
How do we live lives on mission?
让我们如何活出有宣教生命，宣教的生命。
I want to share a very familiar passage.
我要跟你们分享一段非常熟悉的经文。
Matthew 28.
马太福音28章。
This is the Great Commission.
就是大使命。马太福音28章。
Verse 18.
18节。
And Jesus came and said to them, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age.
耶稣在升天之前对他的门徒这样说，耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
So when I look at this passage,
当我看到这段圣经的时候，
It reminds me of something.
让我被提醒。
When I've been in Thailand for 10 years now,
我已经在泰国十年了。
And you know, aside from family and friends and the church, the thing that I miss the most is...
你知道我离开我们的家哈，离开纽约，你知道我最想念的是什么呢？
For the Americans here, I miss sandwiches.
其实坦白讲，我是在美国长大的孩子，我比较喜欢的是三明治。
But for the Chinese here, I miss the 小笼包。
但是从中国人从华人的角度下，我会想小笼包了。
What do I mean by that?
那什么意思？
When I look at this passage, this is the passage where I come back and I evaluate my faithfulness to God's mission.
这就是我每一次在回想这个时候，我想到我做宣教士，我在检视我这做宣教士的价值在哪里。
Have I continued the work of making disciples?
我有没有不断的在邀请或者让更多人成为耶稣的门徒。
And so for many years, I was concentrating, make disciples, make disciples.
所以在我的头脑里面，我常常就说，哇，召聚更多耶稣的门徒，召聚更多耶稣的门徒。
But I got tired.
但是我会觉得有一点疲惫。
And so for you to have a good sandwich, what has to happen?
所以当你有一天呢，能够吃到三明治的时候，你觉得怎么样
？Or the 小笼包，
或者你有一天吃到小笼包的时候，你觉得怎么样
？You need the dough, the bread.
你需要有那个有面包，还有那个什么
？Right. So if you don't have the bread, what you have is a piece of meat. If you don't have the dough, you have a meatball.
你至少呢？你至少如果有面包哈，还有肉，还有那个 meatball 就是里面的那个什么的馅的时候，你不是就很好吗？
Not fun to eat. It's not enjoyable to eat.
你知道你这种东西如果分开好像就不好吃，对不对？
Two pieces of bread that I see in this passage is what Jesus says before the Great Commission and what Jesus says after the Great Commission.
你知道吗？就好像我们的sandwich哈，上面一块面包，下面一块面包。圣经里面耶稣讲的，好像这个样子。上面呢是他还没有宣教之前所讲的，还有宣教之后他所讲的话。
The first piece of bread I call truth.
你知道上面那一块面包讲的是真理。
A second piece I call promise.
下面那一块面包叫什么？叫做应许。
So what's the truth?
什么是真理呢？
Jesus says to his disciples, he is dead, risen, walking on the earth, and he's about to return to the Father. And these are the parting words to his disciples.
耶稣基督讲的是什么呢？上面那一块面包是说，我讲的真理已经讲给你们听了，而且呢，我跟你们在一起，但是不久我要离开了。
The truth is, all authority in heaven and on earth is mine.
但是，请你们记得第二片面包是什么呢？耶稣告诉我们说，所有天上地下所有的权柄都在我的手中。
That means all of the universe belongs to Jesus.
换一句话说，整个宇宙都在耶稣的手中。
The very molecules you breathe in to keep alive belong to Jesus.
换一句话说，这两片面包合在一起的时候，你吃下的时候就让你知道你是属耶稣基督的人。
The sun that keeps us warm belongs to Jesus.
你每一天所接触的所有的事情都是在耶稣的手中，包括你起来看到阳光照进来，那是属耶稣的。
When you're soldiers in an army, you feel bold and know you're going to win because your leader is strong.
请你们记得哈，有时候你在当兵的时候，你在跟部队走的时候呢，你有时候会觉得累，但是如果你有一个很好的带领者在带领你的时候，你知道这一场仗一定赢，你就不一样。
Jesus is Almighty and He's the King of all creation.
请你记得，耶稣基督是王，而且是他是万王之王，全宇宙不是全世界而已，全宇宙都在他的手中。
And God, because of Jesus, calls us sons and daughters.
所以因着耶稣的缘故，天上的阿爸父神称你做他的儿女。
Our legacy and our riches is in this truth that Jesus is the King of the universe.
而且中间那一块最美的肉就是什么呢？你是属于他的。
And he is our king and our big brother.
他
他是我们的神，他是我们的王，他更是我们的兄长。
Amen.
Amen.
Now, the second piece of bread.
那个里面的肉的第二片
is what I call promise.
就是刚才所说的那个面包片了。
And what does he say? And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age.
那个最美的祝福就是在根基那部分，就说什么呢？耶稣说，我必跟你们在一起直到永远。
Brothers and sisters, how can this be true in our lives?
你知道吗，弟兄姐妹，这些东西怎么可能真的诚实？真的成就在我们生命里面。
We know from our confessions of faith that Jesus died, He rose, He ascended to the Father and sits at the right hand of the Father now.
你知道在我们的信徒使徒信经里面告诉我们说什么呢？我们每一次告白的时候说，我们相信耶稣基督来到这个世界为我死了，而且他从死里复活了，现在升天了，而且现在坐在阿爸父神的右边，在掌管一切。
How can he be with us always to the end of the age?
那他怎么可能永远跟我在一起？
He gives us the Holy Spirit, His Spirit.
请你记得，他给我们圣灵。
Always.
圣灵经常跟我们在一起。
If you put your faith in Jesus and follow Him,
如果你把你的信心放在耶稣的身上，你跟随他，
you can be sure.The Holy Spirit is going to be with you, in you, helping you to do the work and complete it.
你可以感受到圣灵就跟你同在，让你可以经验他，让他在主你身边的时候，你真的有那种祝福跟恩典。
Amen.
Amen.
And so lastly, I want to make this point.
最后一点。
What is the Great Commission? Go.
那个大使命的一句话是什么呢？去。
So for me, go for me is go to Thailand.
对我来讲，去就是到泰国去。
And not everyone is called to go to Thailand.
不是所有的人都要到泰国去了。
But you need to go.
但是你必须去。
It may be go to your husband or your wife.
你可能要去找你的太太，你或者你的先生。
Reconcile.
跟他和好。
Share God's love.
跟他分享耶稣的爱。
It might be go to your children.
可能你去是需要去找你的孩子
reconcile
跟他和好
tell them the gospel
告诉他们福音
no matter how much you fail
无论你曾经失败多少次
in Christ you're still righteous you're still worthy
你已经在耶稣基督里面被称为义你被洁净了
or make me walk across the street to your neighbor
说不定去就是要你到你的隔壁邻居就或者是到对面的那个房子里面去
and to share God's love with them
跟你的邻居分享耶稣基督的爱
but once they begin to know Jesus
当他们开始知道耶稣的时候
of course they come to Christ and they get saved and they get baptized
他们会接受耶稣基督而且受洗成为基督徒
the work's not done yet
但是请你记得那个工作还没有结束
Jesus says through the pastors and the deacons and the elders and the congregation that each and every person must grow in learning how to follow Jesus' commandments
所有的基督徒不是受洗完就结束了所有的基督徒特别牧师长老执事还有所有的弟兄姊妹我们必须在耶稣基督里面成长成为可以被耶稣使用的门徒
And in John 17, it says, those who follow my commandments love me.
耶稣基督在约翰福音第十七章说，那一些跟随我的人爱我。
And so, we are teaching people to love Jesus.
所以我们要教导人如何爱耶稣。
We're teaching people how much Jesus loves them.
而且我们要告诉人，教导人耶稣多么的爱我们每一位
That's missions
那就是使命
That's your role
那就是我们的角色
You're called to receive God's love and to go out and share God's love
那就是我们被呼召去分享
And so I want to conclude
所以我在这里要做结论
The purpose of mission
宣教的目的是什么
Is to live our lives growing in faith and love in Jesus Christ
让你的生命成长 让耶稣基督在你的生命里面长大，让耶稣基督成为你的神，在你的生命里面彰显出来。
As we commit to that, the Holy Spirit changes and transforms our lives.
当我们愿意这样做的时候，圣灵在你的生命里面会改变你，帮助你。
And as our lives are transformed,
当我们的生命被改变的时候，
many people will now come to know Jesus through you.
很多人就会因着看到你的生命的改变进入神的家。
They will then go and be disciples to understand how much love Jesus has for them.
然后他们也会学习你的样式，去告诉别人说耶稣多么的爱他们，让他们有机会成为基督徒。
They too will come to worship Jesus.
他们也可以来敬拜神。
Are you in that room worshiping Jesus?
请问将来在天上那个房间很大很大，你在那里吗？
If you are,
你如果可以在那里，
I commission you to bring as many people into that party to celebrate Jesus.
我在这里奉耶稣圣名求主差派你，每一个人都可以成为宣教士，在你所到之处为耶稣做见证。
Let us pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father in heaven,
阿爸父神，
Thank you for sending Jesus to die on the cross to show your tremendous abundant love.
我们谢谢你借着耶稣基督来到这个世界，在告诉我们你多么的爱我们。
And thank you, as Romans 5 says, that you pour your love into our hearts.
谢谢你，就像罗马书第五章告诉我们说，你把你的爱倾倒在我们的身上。
Who is the Holy Spirit?
那就是圣灵。
I ask now for everyone in this room,
我在主你面前祈求，让我们今天在这里做礼拜的人，
Lord God, would you pour your Holy Spirit into their hearts now?
主啊，我们求你，让我们呼召，让我们寻求你，求你差派圣灵就进入我们每一个人的心中。
Fill it overflowing.
充满再充满。
That they can't hold back your love towards other people.
让我们可以蒙恩，而且把这种爱就分享出去。
Lord, help us to keep in our mind the vision of that room worshiping you.
主啊，帮助我们把这个天上的意象铭刻在我们的心中，让我们记得。
Holy Spirit, walk with us, protect us, guide us, convict us, do all the things necessary that we will stand in that room.
亲爱的圣灵，请你来帮助我们，教导我们，提醒我们，让我们被引导。盼望我们记得有一天我们要在那里，就在那个大的房子里面，在那个施恩宝座前能够敬拜神。
May your word be truer and truer every day of our lives.
求主帮助，让你的话语就像真理一样，越来越真实的在我们的生命当中。
In Jesus' name,
奉耶稣基督的圣名，
Amen.
Amen. 好，感谢主，我们感谢主。We're very thankful for the wonderful message. 在这个时候，我要请我们大家一起来唱这一首诗歌来做回应。I would like to ask you to all stand up and let's sing this song. Must I go an empty hand? 这边请坐。